This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
The end of September marked two important deadlines for Congress: the deadline to pass a new farm bill and the deadline to fund the federal government. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Joby Young says farmers and ranchers will immediately notice the impact of a potential government shutdown.
When farmers and ranchers look at it, they're going to think about USDA and USDA programs. And so that could be everything from your farmer-facing programs like your FSA offices and NRCS offices and places where there might be furloughed employees. And then there are certain entire programs that have to cease operations during the course of a government shutdown. There's some things that are exempted from a government shutdown: protection of property, protection of human life. Some of the food safety inspections and other things might fall into those categories. But the USDA programs certainly are one of those areas that can have complications and can be hindered by a government shutdown. That's a very complex picture. Of course, the government shutdown clearly is a much more immediate impact. A farm bill expiration, a little bit more flexibility there because the programs that are under the farm bill across many agencies have a variety of expiration dates, but none of this is ideal. They're all certainly things that you don't want to see. And so that's why it's important to both resolve the government funding debate, but also quickly move on to consideration of a farm bill.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Ag Information Network.